This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale. Live from Springfield, Massachusetts.
This episode of the American Variety Network is brought to you by CaribSea. Check us out at www.caribsea.com.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can?
Hello, dog lovers and dog keepers! Welcome to the very first episode of Dog Talk with Alex Cardinale here on American Variety Network. It's no secret, I love dogs. Dogs are a man's best friend. Unlike humans, dogs don't cause problems or conflicts with you. And truthfully speaking, dogs are really the only ones you can truly trust because they are your bestest friends in the whole world. Now, I have loved dogs since I took my first breath on this earth 22 years ago. My family and I have had Labrador Retrievers, Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, and now we currently have a Lhasa Apso named Boomer. There really isn't a dog I don't love, except for pit bulls, who are trained to be attack dogs. However, don't get me wrong, I love the pit bulls with the correct owners, where pit bulls are allowed to be gentle, loving giants. Now, on this show, Dog Talk, I'm going to discuss anything and everything dog-related, from different species of dogs, to foods to feed dogs, to how to raise puppies, to how to introduce puppies to older dogs, and anything dog keepers need to know. Tonight, I am going to talk about a dog that I am currently keeping right now, Lhasa Apso. Lhasa Apsos are a cute little dog that will definitely attract ladies, and everybody will love a Lhasa Apso. I have a Lhasa Apso named Boomer. Boomer is my buddy. He loves eating the meals I make him. He loves going for rides. He loves going outside, and he loves going for a walk. He's a very nice dog, and his name is Boomer Cardinale. Listeners, you will learn a lot about Lhasa Apsos tonight. Here's the planned topics for this show: general information on Lhasa Apsos, things to consider before getting a Lhasa Apso, and I'll answer the question, are Lhasa Apsos a good dog for small homes and apartments, and much more. If you came into the show not knowing anything about Lhasa Apsos, you're going to leave this show with a lot of knowledge on Lhasa Apsos. Dog lovers, the Lhasa Apso chat begins right after this quick introduction from American Variety Network. Don't you dare go anywhere, dog lovers. Lhasa Apso chat begins right after this.
are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hi, Jeremy Stillhorn. I'm tuned into the American Variety Network, where I find the show is very educational and entertaining.
This is Dog Talk with Alex Cardinelli. Dog lovers and dog keepers. One stop for information on all breeds of dogs and fun dog and puppy chat. Dogs are a man's best friend, and they too deserve a spotlight on a podcast. So, let's start talking dogs right here, right now, on American Variety Network.
Alright, so, let's start talking about lawsuit opsues. And I'm going to start by talking about what I like about lawsuit opsues. The first thing I like about lawsuit opsues is they are a very intelligent dog. Yes, that's right. Lawsuit opsues are a smart dog. Now, coming from personal experience, I must say my lawsuit opsu, Boomer, is very smart. He knows where we hide his treats. He knows where we hide his leash to take him outside to use the bathroom. He knows where we hide everything for him. He is a very smart dog, and he lets us know when he is hungry or when he has to go outside because he will scratch us on our legs with his paw. Very, very smart dog. Now, on the other hand, another thing I love about lawsuit opsus is that they are a very loving dog. They are a very loyal dog as well. They will love you forever and ever, and they are such a great companion to have. They are very easy to care for, and you don't have to do too much work with them. They are the perfect dog for somebody who has a small apartment or a small house. The next thing I love about a lawsuit opsu is they are very protective of you. If there is someone that might break in your house or intrude your house, the suspect might think that you have a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler or some big aggressive dog, because when they think someone's going to threaten your house, they let out a big, loud, dangerous bark. And I guarantee you that is probably going to scare off any intruders. Also, if somebody's in your house yelling and screaming at you or causing a ruckus, the lawsuit opsu is going to let that person know that they don't tolerate that kind of stuff, either by growling, barking, or simply nipping at that person. That's what I really enjoy about having lawsuit opsus, is their protectiveness of you. Now, lawsuit opsus, like I said, have a very loud bark, which is what most dog owners want in a small dog, because it gives them the guard dog that they want without having to care for such a large dog. And the last thing that I like about lawsuit opsus is they are a very nice-looking dog. So now I'm going to go ahead and start giving out some information on the lawsuit opsu. Now, the lawsuit opsu dog breed is originally from Tibet, where he was a highly regarded watchdog in the palaces and monasteries of his mountainous homeland. Today's lawsuit opsu is no longer a palace guard, but primarily a family companion who loyally protects his family from danger. Though small in stature, the lawsuit is a sturdy and independent dog. The Lhasa Apso thinks he's a large dog, a very large dog, bred for hundreds of years to be a royal watchdog. The modern Lhasa Apso approaches life the way his forebears did. He is a loyal guardian of home and family. The Lhasa's protective nature can't surprise those unfamiliar with him. Given his small size and long flowing coat, he certainly does not appear fierce. But when it comes to protecting his own, the Lhasa is fierce, though never unusually aggressive. He's naturally suspicious of strangers, an excellent trait for a palace guard, and he takes his job as protector seriously. The lion-hearted Lhasa Apso's devotion also means he enjoys sharing life with his family. He's intelligent, independent, and mischievous. Now, I can vouch for this, as my dog Boomer is very protective, as he'll protect all of my family members and myself. He is very intelligent. Like I said earlier, he knows where his treats are. He knows where his leash is. He knows that I'm cooking, because every time I'm cooking, there he is right next to me. And he's a very smart dog. And he's also very independent. He'll eat on his own and do things on his own like a human would. I love Boomer, and I love Lhasa Apsos. Now, if you are considering a Lhasa Apso, like many people find his looks irresistible. But you must consider this breed's protective nature. Early socialization and training are absolutely critical to a Lhasa Apso's success as a family member, so that he can properly direct his natural tendency toward weariness. The time invested in training him, however, is well worth your effort in terms of the loyalty, joy, and companionship that this long-lived, hardy little dog provides. Now, the Lhasa Apso likes doing his own thing, which means his goal in life is not necessarily to please you. In this, he differs from such breeds as the Labrador Retriever. Now, while the Lhasa Apso can be trained successfully, he is not always the most obedient dog in the class. Now, this is what I love about Lhasa Apsos and my dog, Boomer. But those who know and love the Lhasa Apso praise his smarts and unique ability to reason. He can even tend toward manipulation, so consistency is key in training the Lhasa Apso puppy, just as it is with raising children. If you don't take charge, your Lhasa Apso will certainly try. Few puppies are cuter than the Lhasa Apso puppy, with his sparkling eyes and fluffy coat. These little ones are curious and full of energy, and they love to play. The Lhasa Apso matures slowly and remains puppyish until he's 3 years old. New owners need to keep this in mind when training Lhasa Apso puppies, or they can become frustrated with the Lhasa Apso's refusal to take lessons too seriously. House training can be difficult, and crate training is recommended. However, I experienced a relatively rare experience because Boomer was very easy to house train. He was house trained the day we got him. Because I remember like it was yesterday. He scratched on our back door. He went outside and used the bathroom. So I guess it's different from dog to dog. But I recommend to start off with crate training and then go into house training. Now, about that Lhasa Apso coat. It's splendid. Long, thick, and beautiful. It's also a chore to keep in good condition. Daily brushing and combing are necessary to keep it free of tangles. Frequent bathing is necessary, too, to keep the Lhasa smelling sweet. Some owners opt to trim the coat short or trim the hair around the face. If you are considering a Lhasa Apso, know that you'll be doing a lot of grooming or that you'll be on a first-name basis with a professional groomer. Now, from personal experience, many Lhasa Apsos don't take well to getting their hair touched by a stranger, so they may nip at groomers, they may bite groomers. So some Lhasa Apsos may have to be tranquilized before they have their hair cut. Boomer takes a pill to calm him down before he gets his hair cut, but Bonnie does a great job cutting his hair. Now, Bonnie is from Bon Chen, and she is Boomer's groomer. I had Bonnie as a guest on Saturday Live with Alice Cardinelli a few weeks ago, and you can check out that show by going to blogtalkradio.com/American Network. That was the Saturday Live with Alice Cardinelli on February 20th, and Bonnie talked about how she grooms dogs, and she gave out some wonderful information for dog owners to know, but I just want to tell you that Bonnie does a great job cutting Boomer, my Lhasa Apso's hair. So, what about children and the Lhasa Apso? Be aware that this breed of dog is known for being impatient with the normal clumpiness associated with children. He'll nip at them. He tends to bond with adults more than with youngsters, but this isn't a hard and fast rule. Older children or young children who are exceptionally gentle with dogs can live happily with the Lhasa Apso. If you are seeking a 100% kid dog, the Lhasa Apso is probably not a good choice. From personal experience, Boomer, a.k.a. Lhasa Apsos, don't take too well to being teased. They will nip at you and bite. So never, ever tease a Lhasa Apso. Matter of fact, never, ever tease any kind of dog. Anyone that teases a dog is simply a jerk, in my opinion. Now, a Lhasa Apso bite hurts, trust me. Now, the average Lhasa Apso lives a long time. 12 to 15 years is not uncommon, and some can live to be 17 to 20 years old. Now, I want to talk about the history of Lhasa Apsos. The Lhasa Apso comes from Tibet, and he takes his name from the holy city of Lhasa. For thousands of years, the Lhasa was bred exclusively by nobility and monks in monasteries to act an inside guard and protector. He's known in his homeland as Apso Sinke, which translates as Bark Lion Fennel Dog. The Lhasa's thick coat is protective. His nature climate is one of intense cold and extreme heat. Recorded history of the breed goes back to 1800 BC. A Lhasa was considered good luck but it was nearly impossible to buy one. He was a watchdog in temples and monasteries and was therefore considered sacred. It was thought that when an order died, the human soul entered the body of his Lhasu Apso. Lhasus were not allowed to leave the country except when given as gifts by the Dalai Lama. From the beginning of the Manchu destiny in 1583 until as recently as 1908, the Dalai Lama sent Lhasus as sacred gifts to the Emperor of China and members of the imperial family. The Lhasus were always given in pairs and were thought to bring with them good luck and prosperity. The first Lhasus to enter the United States directly were given as gifts by the 13th Dalai Lama in 1933 to Xi Sedim Cutting, a noted world traveler and naturalist. Cutting owned Hamilton Farm in Gladstone, New Jersey, and the two gift dogs became the foundation stock for his kennel. The American Kennel Club accepted the Lhasu Apso as a breed in 1935. Wow, some wonderful information on the Lhasu Apso to kickstart Dog Talk and to kickstart the first half of today's show. I'm going to go ahead and take my commercial break right here on American Variety Network right now. And during this commercial break, we're going to hear two songs, with one of them being Who Let the Dogs Out, followed by our commercials from our sponsors and some show reminders and all of that good information. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next, we have plenty more Lhasu Apso chat. So if you're considering getting a Lhasu Apso, I've got more great information coming your way up next.
Coming up next.
A discussion on care for Lhasu Apsos. A discussion on the health of Lhasu Apsos. A discussion on feeding Lhasu Apsos. A discussion on keeping Lhasu Apsos with other dogs, Lhasu Apsos in apartments, and much more. So, don't go anywhere as the discussion on Lhasu Apsos continues right after this intermission.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a full voice shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Get back, Gruffy, bash, Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah, CIO.
To Eddie Cal calling them canine. Hey,
CIO.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party.
CIO.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infesting mongrel.
Well, if I am my dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rain coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white talk, short, drill, and gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, where they send me to say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Carib Sea is the proud sponsor of the American Variety Network. Carib Sea provides tropical fish keepers with quality products such as live sand for saltwater aquariums, which will help cycle your aquarium. Life Rock, the best and safest alternative to live rock without the unwanted pests. The best line of aquarium chemicals for both fresh and salt water. Next time you need quality products for your tank, give Carib Sea a try. Check us out at CaribSea.com.
School of Fish, Inc., Western Massachusetts' finest tropical fish store, providing Western Mass fish keepers with quality livestock, from freshwater fish to saltwater fish, corals, live rock, and live plants, to quality products such as Instant Ocean, Aquion, Marineland, and Aquaforest, the best salt mix on the market for saltwater fish keepers. Western Mass fish keepers, stop by and see for yourself why School of Fish Inc. is such a rage in the fish hobby in Western Massachusetts. Check them out at 1865 Page Boulevard in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, or give them a call at 413-543-1994. www.schooloffishinc.com and School of Fish Inc. on Facebook.
Are you a saltwater aquarist living in New England? Would you like to share pictures of your fish, corals, or reefs with other saltwater hobbyists in New England? Do you want to meet other saltwater hobbyists in New England? Now you can. Alice Cardinelli, Jason Landon, and Keith Norman present to you New England Saltwater Aquarist, a true saltwater aquarist group on Facebook that features raffles, knowledgeable members, and plenty of saltwater chat. So the next time you're on Facebook and you have a saltwater tank, head on over to the group New England Saltwater Aquarist. Saltwater fish keepers, are you looking to purchase a new saltwater fish, a new coral, or some new saltwater inverts? Would you like to receive a 15% discount? Well, now you can. Aqua Alex, American Variety Network, and Blue Zoo Aquatics are now offering you 15% off your order with Blue Zoo Aquatics by simply using the code AVN Coupon, all capital letters. So the next time you order from Blue Zoo Aquatics, enter the coupon code AVN Coupon, all in capital letters. This promotion lasts from now until the end of March. So make sure you save 15% off your next order with Blue Zoo Aquatics. Tuesday, March 1st, 2016, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on Aquarium Talk, the podcast, here on American Variety Network. Aqua Alex will interview the owner and founder of Blue Zoo Aquatics, an online saltwater fish store that imports saltwater fish, corals, and inverts from all around the world. Blue Zoo Aquatics owner Mark Martin will be here live on March 1st to tell us all about his business, Blue Zoo Aquatics. Don't miss this fun interview on March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on American Variety Network. BlogTalkRadio.com/American Network. Yes, Alex Cardinelli here. I am proud to announce that I am going to be hosting my very own culinary school series called Cooking School with Chef Alex. Cooking School with Chef Alex will teach you everything you would learn at culinary school, but for free. Mark your calendars. Cooking School with Chef Alex debuts Thursday, March 10th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on American Variety Network. Our first topic is going to be food safety. What is the temperature danger zone? What is cross-contamination? How can we keep food safe? All of these questions will be answered on March 10th. So see you then. BlogTalkRadio.com/American Network.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dog Talk with Alex Cardinelli. Dog lovers and dog keepers. One stop for information on all breeds of dogs and fun dog and puppy chat. Dogs are a man's best friend, and they too deserve a spotlight on a podcast. So, let's start talking dogs right here, right now, on American Variety Network.
All right, dog lovers, welcome back to the very first episode of Dog Talk with Alex Cardinelli. Tonight, I am talking about lawsuit opsues. And before our commercial break, I provided you with some wonderful information on lawsuit opsues. And now I'm going to continue providing you some more great info. So let's get back into it. Now, I want to talk about the care for the lawsuit opsue. Now, the lawsuit opsue is a great choice for people with limited space. He's well suited for apartment or condo living, though he does enjoy playing outside in a fenced yard. The lawsuit opsue is content with several short walks each day. He is not a high energy dog, and he doesn't tend to bounce off the walls when copped up on a rainy day. He's happy sitting in your lap, wandering around the house, playing with his toys, and alerting you to passers-by. House training the lawsuit opsue can be challenging, so it's wise to crate train. Also remember that this dog will likely take a long time to mature mentally. He may reach full size at 1 year of age, but his behavior will still be quite puppyish. Be especially patient during training. Keep it positive and consistent, and be willing to go the long haul. Feeding the lawsuit opsue. The recommended daily amount is 3/4 to 1 cup of high-quality dry food a day, divided into 2 meals. Note, how much your adult dog eats depends on his size, age, build, metabolism, and activity level. Dogs are individuals, just like people, and they all don't need the same amount of food. It almost goes without saying that a highly active dog will need more than a couch potato dog. The quality of dog food you buy also makes a big difference. The better the dog food, the further it will go toward nourishing your dog, and the less of it you'll need to shake up into your dog's bowl. Keep your Lhasa Apso in good shape by measuring his food and feeding him twice a day rather than leaving food out all the time. If you're unsure whether he's overweight, give him the eye test and the hands-on test. First, look down at him. You should be able to see a waist. Then, place your hands on his back, thumbs along the spine, with the fingers spread downward. You should be able to feel but not see his ribs without having to press hard. If you can't, he needs less food and more exercise. Now, I'm going to step off of the Lhasa Apso dog food bandwagon. Okay, sorry about that. I had a phone call that I had to answer. So let's get back on track here. So I'm going to step off of the you have to feed your dog food bandwagon, because that is not necessarily 100% accurate. You can feed your Lhasa Apso human food, not every single day, though, only on occasion. Some of the human foods that are good for Lhasa Apsos and other dogs include poultry, like chicken, turkey. It includes meat, like beef, and everything of that nature. But, of course, the meat has to be cooked, like humans. And you also can feed them fruit, like bananas and apples and things of that nature. But you want to avoid things like chocolate and sweets and salty stuff like that. But in the future here on Dog Talk with Alice Cardinelli, I'm going to address some human foods that are actually good for dogs and some that are very bad for dogs. We won't talk about that tonight because we don't have time for that, but we will cover that in the future. Now, let's get back to Lhasa Apsos, the health of Lhasa Apsos. Lhasa Apsos are generally healthy, but like all breeds, they're prone to certain health conditions. Not all Lhasa Apsos will get any or all of these diseases, but it's important to be aware of them if you're considering this breed. If you're buying a puppy, find a good breeder who will show you health clearances for both of your puppy's parents. Health clearances provide that a dog has been tested for and cleared of a particular condition. Now, some of the more common Lhasa Apso illnesses include allergies. Allergies are a common ailment in dogs, and the Lhasa Apso is no exception. There are three main types of allergies, the first being food allergies, which are treated by eliminating certain foods from the dog's diet. Contact allergies, which are caused by a reaction to a topical substance, such as bedding. Flea powders, dog shampoos, and other chemicals. And inhalant allergies, which are caused by airborne allergies such as pollen, dust, and mildew. Treatment varies according to the case and may include dietary restrictions, medications, and environmental changes. Lhasa Apsos are also suitable to many bone diseases and jaw diseases. However, they are extremely tough for me to pronounce here on the air, so I'm going to avoid mentioning them so that I don't want to embarrass myself here. But you guys can quickly research on Google the many illnesses that Lhasa Apsos get. All right, let's talk about the personality of Lhasa Apso. The Lhasa Apso's personality is a special and interesting mix. He's a happy, mischievous, and playful dog. He's also regal, independent, and fierce. He takes the job of guarding his home and family seriously. He also takes a long time to grow up, and even then, he remains somewhat puppyish until old age. The lawsuit may be small, but he isn't a bit fragile. He's sturdy and strong, and he's naturally wary of strangers. He will make friends, but not until he knows that an individual poses no threat. He's an excellent watchdog. The independent lawsuit likes to be top dog, like me. Training and socialization, beginning with puppy classes, are essential. They'll teach him good canine manners and prevent him from thinking he can rule the roost. Lawsuit owners must be strong and kind leaders. The Lhasa Apso is not extremely active and is content living indoors. Just ask Boomer. Unlike many other breeds, he doesn't need vigorous exercise to reduce nervous energy. However, he does enjoy and benefit from short walks and play sessions. The Lhasa Apso likes to stay close to his family, following them room to room to join in the activities or sit on a lap. However, because of his independent nature, he's fine when left alone at home for reasonable amounts of time. The Lhasa Apso doesn't usually suffer from separation anxiety. Temperament is affected by a number of factors, including heredity, training, and socialization. Puppies with nice temperaments are curious and playful, willing to approach people and be held by them. Choose the middle-of-the-road puppy, not the one who's beating up his litter mates or the one who's hiding in the corner. Always meet at least one of the parents, usually the mother is the one who's available, to ensure that they have nice temperaments that you're comfortable with. Meet siblings or other relatives of the parents is also helpful for evaluating what a puppy may be like when he grows up. Now let's talk about size of a Lhasa Apso. Males stand 10 to 11 inches high and weigh 13 to 15 pounds. Females are slightly smaller. Children, other pets with Lhasa Apsos. Now, I've been kind of wondering if you could have another dog with a Lhasa Apso because I've been interested in getting a female beagle, but that's a whole other story which we'll get into at some point later on. But children are probably not at the top of the Lhasa Apso's list of favorite things. He tends to be intolerant of the normal antics of children, just like Alice Cardinale, and he'll nip at them. The Lhasa Apso is best suited to a home with older children who understand how to properly handle him. He's not advised for a family with young or rowdy kids because he'll probably nip at them. If he's properly socialized and trained, the Lhasa Apso gets along fine with other dogs. However, he does like to be top dog, so he's often a leader, even around other dogs who are much larger. He is not afraid to join activities normally associated with large dogs, such as hiking or cross-country skiing. The Lhasa Apso thinks he's a large dog. The Lhasa Apso can get along with other pets as well, given proper instructions and training. Now, the last topic for our show is highlights of the Lhasa Apso. The Lhasa Apso is highly independent. His aim is to please himself, not you. So he wants to please himself and not the owner, which is pretty cool. The Lhasa Apso is a leader, and he'll be your leader if you allow him to. The Lhasa Apso is a naturally protective watchdog. There's no changing this. though you can teach him good canine manners. Early positive socialization is essential to help him become a friendly, sociable pet. The Lhasa Apso matures slowly. Don't expect too much too soon. The beautiful Lhasa Apso coat needs a lot of grooming. Expect to do a lot of work or to pay a professional groomer. Dental care is essential. Brush the Lhasa Apso's teeth regularly and have your veterinarian check his teeth and gums periodically. To get a healthy dog, never buy a puppy from an irresponsible breeder, puppy mill, Craigslist, or a pet store. Look for a reputable breeder who tests her breeding dogs to make sure they're free of genetic diseases that they might pass on to the puppies and that they have sound temperaments. Woo! All right, guys, I hope that this show provided you with a lot of wonderful information on Lhasa Apsos. That is our show on Lhasa Apsos. Now, if you are considering getting a Lhasa Apso, I say go for it. You are going to love having and owning a Lhasa Apso. Now, currently I have one dog right now, and that is Boomer, my Lhasa Apso, my family's Lhasa Apso, and I'm currently getting my own puppy. I'm planning on getting my own puppy, hopefully for my birthday, which will be a female beagle, which I'm going to name Rose if I am allowed to get one. But I'm trying to convince my parents to allow me to get a female beagle puppy for my birthday. And we'll talk about that in a future show as I talk about introducing a puppy to an older, established dog. Our next dog show will be in a month on April 10th. We're going to talk about beagles. So if you are thinking about getting a beagle like myself, then this is going to be a good show for you. I'm going to learn a lot about beagles on April 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I cannot wait for that show. Dog lovers, dog keepers, Lhasa Apso lovers, I thank you for your listen tonight. I really enjoy your listen, and I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Please follow my Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like, and I will see you next time here on Dog Talk with Alice Cardinelli on American Variety Network. For now, enjoy your dogs and love your dog. This is the big dog, Alice Cardinelli, and you've been listening to Dog Talk live on American Variety Network. Good night, everyone. Woof, woof. Bark, bark.
Chef Alice Cardinelli here. I am proud to announce that I am going to be hosting my very own culinary school series called Cooking School with Chef Alex. Cooking School with Chef Alex will teach you everything you would learn at culinary school, but for free. Mark your calendars. Cooking School with Chef Alex debuts Thursday, March 10th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on American Variety Network. Our first topic is going to be food safety. What is the temperature danger zone? What is cross-contamination? How can we keep food safe? All of these questions will be answered on March 10th. So see you then. BlogTalkRadio.com/American Network.
Donovan here, friend of Alex Cardinelli. I personally want to thank you for supporting Alex Cardinale by listening to his episode of American Variety Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check out his Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like. And check out our awesome fish group called Freshwater Maniacs. For all the fish keepers listening, check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fins, for some awesome info on my fish. Thanks for listening, and Alex Cardinale will see you again for the next episode of American Variety Network. Rock on, folks!